This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to you tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. Parler, we're there at the Captain's America. Just simply at the Captain's America. You'll find us on Parler. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there, too. Well, joining us, our number one of the program, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today, the big day in Orlando, Florida, for all the conservatives all around the country, CPAC fires up, and one of the main speakers today during the noon hour will be Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. I'm going to be very curious to hear what he has to say.
Well, oh, absolutely. There are several things that Judicial Watch is working on currently, and I think everybody's going to be interested.
Yep, and of course we know the president is going to be there on Sunday. At least I do believe he's going to be there in person, not a cameo appearance. And that's going to be interesting because we're hearing some of the things, and we will get into that in a little while. We're hearing some of the things that he might say. Now, I do want to mention that yesterday there was a House hearing, and George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley was there. They were talking about trying to silence and censure some of the conservative voices for the misrepresentation of news, in other words, fake news. They didn't say anything about the left. It was all the conservatives that were doing this, of course. But Jonathan Turley said that the left's appetite for censuring conservative voices is growing stronger. However, lucky for all of us, it violates the First Amendment rights if they try to do anything. This will be a huge legal battle. And remember when they had the Fairness Doctrine?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Remember when that got shot down?
Mm-hmm.
Remember why?
Why was that?
Because you had to give equal time to anybody that had an opposite opinion of what you had. And it just made things absolutely, totally hard to control. I mean, you could have had five board operators.
Right. But
also, and call screeners.
Well, sure, but and also they would have had not a lot of listeners, let's say.
Well, because liberal radio has never worked. Not yet. Never worked. Liberal radio.
No, and especially with the recent passing of Rush Limbaugh, you know, we look back, and so many times, Captain, it was tried to find the anti-Rush Limbaugh, as it were, and they could never do it.
And if National Public Radio is the liberal of liberalist radios, networks and stations, why is it that they still have to have federal money?
Yeah, no kidding.
Think about that for a minute. If they're so great and so wonderful, and yes, they do make money. They don't make a lot, but they do make money. They do have sponsors. Why do they have to have government money given to them?
Well, exactly right. Typically, the answer would be, well, it's a broadcasting in the public interest idea, but unfortunately, we've seen that slouch the different direction over many years.
They can't compete in the general market because they will not do what they need to do to be competitive, and that is tell the truth.
Well, exactly right. Or just have compelling programming that's going to get eyeballs or ears.
Well, they've got programming that isn't all that bad. I've heard some different things on public radio that hasn't been all that bad. But for the most part, do you want to talk about conspiracy theories? You want to talk about rumors that are just made up from scratch? That's where it's at, right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, you mentioned Jonathan Turley. He's talking about the idea that we're living through a period, as he said, reminiscent of the Red Scare.
Yeah.
And again, this is when there's a bandwagon starting. Oh, we got to deplatform this, and we got to deplatform that, and people shouldn't be able to say this, and people shouldn't be able to say that. But it's always being done by the people who have gotten into power somehow. They feel that they can now reduce competition, like you're talking about, Captain.
Yeah.
They want to take away the competition out of the marketplace.
Let me very quickly, before we go to break, mention this. How about this comparison? Michael Flynn, who was prosecuted for the Russia talks, and John Kerry, who was talking to Iran and admits it, shouldn't he be facing charges for, if we charge Flynn, how come we're not charging Kerry?
Well,
and by the way, Flynn was in government. Kerry was not at the time he did it.
Exactly. There was a transition going on back then with Flynn. But the simple answer is Kerry's part of the Democrat Party elite and Flynn is not.
Yeah, and the whole thing about the Flynn thing was that he was in government. He was operating as the incoming
security.
Yeah, right. And Kerry was out of government, had no right to be there, no business at all. Shouldn't have even been there without the permission of the government. But anyway, when we come back, we're going to get into the latest brouhaha, and that's what's going on over at the border, where they have actually brought shipping containers in that have been converted. You've seen them at some of the construction sites where they got a window and an air conditioner in them and one door, and that's it. 40 foot long, 8 foot wide, and they're going to load a bunch of kids in there and say, oh, they're not in cages. Yeah? They'll be in something worse than a cage. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And Kyle must have had a hiccup there. I don't know. We'll have to go back and check him. He probably had a glass of water. But anyway, this portion of the program, The Captain's America, Third Watch, brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, I want to thank the people that have been taking me at my word and trying what works for me, the Relief Factor, because I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of comments from people that are going, we just tried it, and we wanted to see if it would work. We want you to know that everything you said about it's true. And I've gotten half a dozen emails like that so far this week. That happens a lot. But the reason I take it is because it does work. And when you've got a problem like what I have, my left ankle that swells up and my leg that starts to swell up, and then when that happens, it hurts, and I have to get the swelling reduced, number one, and number two, I have to get rid of the pain. I actually found something that works, and it's not a narcotic. It's totally drug-free. It's called Relief Factor, and it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or even eliminates pain altogether by going straight to the source of the problem. Now, what I can tell you about this is that it will support the healing process. It also will support healthy joints and muscles by giving you a chance to be able to get out and do a little bit of exercise that you might not have been able to do because of the problems that you have. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All the information you need is right there, including a little video tutorial. And then you can go ahead and order the 3-week, $19.95 quick start. That's all it costs to get started, $19.95, 3-week quick start. Now, if it doesn't work for you, or for some reason you want to cancel the automatic shipment that will start after that, you can do all that too. You got 3 weeks to do it. But relieffactor.com/captain, give it a try and see what it'll do for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. What were you doing? Having to take a drink there?
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, a little skip there, unfortunately.
Yeah, a little blurb, right? All right. Well, I want to play something here pertaining to the child immigrant housing that's going to be done on the border and these containers that they've got, which you'll see at almost any construction site. It's what they bring in. They had a hotel that was being built right here behind us. They had those trailers there. They had one for the office and one for supplies. And what it is it's a 40-foot container that's 8 foot wide. Now, imagine packing a bunch of kids in there, right, Kyle? Uh-oh, I just lost Kyle. His phone just dropped off. All right, well, I'm going to play this, and Kyle, here he goes. I'm going to play this, and Kyle will be right back. There he is. He's right back. So I'm going to play this right here.
The U.S. is reopening overflow facilities to house minors coming across the border from Mexico. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledges the problem.
We have a number of unaccompanied minors, children, who are coming into the country without their families.
She says the Biden administration is not separating children from parents and defends the living conditions in the surge facilities as authorities expedite the release of children to their relatives in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, Kyle, there's just one problem with that statement. Did you pick up on it?
What was that?
Separating children from their parents.
Right, right. Well, a lot of times these kids are coming here, they don't have their parents with them.
No, they have someone with them that's not their parents. And what the Trump administration was doing is if they could not document or prove that they were a parent, guess what? They didn't stay with them because people would try to use the children and actually pay money for them to camouflage themselves to come into the country because that was the fast track to get into the country.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And what's the alternative to that? Allowing these people who clearly aren't the parents of the children to somehow disappear into the United States, for example? What will happen to the children then? And again, a lot of this vitriol that was hurled at the Trump administration and at Donald Trump personally about these kinds of things was so unfounded because, again, they and a lot of people, by the way, Captain, working on at the border, working in this part of the government, they're trying their best to make sure that kids aren't abused.
Well, they are, but here's the other thing about all of this. They were complaining about, well, they were being held in cages. Oh, look at this. They're being held in cages just like livestock. The cages are still there. Those buildings are still there. And guess what, Kyle?
What's that?
They're going to be in there as well.
Well, of course. Of course. And when it was done under the Obama or Trump administrations, they called it something different. Well, primarily under the Trump administration, of course. But now that here comes the Biden administration, and it's all fine. It just, again, Captain, it shows the real bias and the unfortunate fact that we're not getting real coverage about these kinds of things. In fact, if it's asked about, they look down their nose at you. How dare you ask such a question?
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that Governor Cuomo's office is denying more allegations against him of harassment, and this one woman that's been accusing him all along said that he not only got chummy with her, gave her a kiss and all that's on the lips and all that sort of stuff, but he wanted to play strip poker with her.
Yeah, I mean, under any other circumstances, Captain, maybe for any other politician or any other business leader or anybody else in the public eye or anybody else, no matter what, this kind of allegation is pretty serious. And when we'd hear something like this, obviously, it needs to be checked out. But here we have now the governor of New York. This is the latest scandal. Again, things just aren't looking good for Governor Cuomo. Unfortunately, I think it also is not really seeing the light of day on other news networks, shall we say.
Well, the other thing that's going on here with all of this is the fact that Cuomo and his own party, people are starting to step up, not just by the one or two here or there, but by the three or four here and there. And the rumble is getting louder that they want him investigated, and a federal investigation may be, in fact, coming where he gets to be called as a witness.
Exactly right. The collapse of what was a very at least in terms of appearances, a very strong Cuomo presence is really starting to become very riddled now. And it can become a house of cards, I think.
Well, the House GOP members want him to testify in front of the investigative committee. And some of the Democrats, don't know how many, wasn't told, but some Democrats totally agree.
Well, exactly. And whether or not they smell blood in the water or whether or not they want to get on the right side of this kind of thing as quickly as possible. You know, when Assembly member Ron Kim came out and said what he said about the Cuomo phone call, and now we couple that with the claims of sexual harassment that had gone on, by the way, evidently. I don't think it was a one-time thing, if I understand this correctly. If we hear more of these kinds of things, people become more comfortable to come out and speak out about things. It's really going to accelerate, I think.
Well, you know what this has done for the politicians, they have telephones, right?
What's that?
They're recording all their conversations now and not telling you.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm
because
sure
they don't want to get cornered.
Well, sure.
And
sure.
Actually, to be honest about it, and I won't say who, how, when, where, or why, to be honest about it, anybody that was smart recorded all of their conversations to begin with, regardless of who you were and who was calling and what they were talking about. That's a good way to protect yourself. Plus, if somebody were to threaten you or make some off-the-wall statement, bingo, you got it.
Right, right, exactly. And I think it does vary by state, though, in terms of consent to, who the caller is or where they're calling from and this kind of stuff. So all that has to be checked out. But you're right. I mean, to what point these days are we going to, especially in this political climate, the destruction of any particular politician is seemingly just a news cycle away.
Now, do you know who Adam Kinzinger is?
Rings a bell. Yes.
Congressman from Illinois. And he's kind of gone on an anti-Trump binge here lately.
Right, right.
Well, he's getting primaried by a young, attractive Latina Trump supporter. Her name is Catalina Loeff, and you're going to be seeing a lot of her in the days to come. She's going to be running against, she's launched a primary bid against Adam Kinzinger. We'll see what happens. Never say never, right?
Well, exactly, and that's part of the process. I mean, you know, we're going to see a lot of primarying, I think, of different politicians coming up as we head towards the midterms. We'll see them primary also on the Democrat side, and I think that's a big part of the story is going to be.
And you and I started out the week Monday talking about the job performance of Joe Biden and the fact that there might be something wrong. What's wrong with Joe Biden, remember?
What's wrong with Joe?
Well, last night, that was a topic of discussion on Sean Hannity's program. So thank you very much, Hannity and company, for stealing our information once again, because they sure as hell did. Hold that thought there, Kyle. It happens all the time, folks, and I just got to throw that in there, because I know they listen to the program. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to vote on a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package later this week and is expected to pass but face tougher scrutiny in the Senate. Republicans have called the price tag of the bill too high and pushed back against certain measures in the package, like a hike in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senator John Kennedy says the bill has almost nothing to do with combating the coronavirus pandemic. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News the package instead reads like a liberal wish list.
This isn't a coronavirus bill. This is a left-of-Lenin neo-socialist wish list. I mean, it just is. They've got money for transit projects and bridges and language preservation, billions for people who are in our country illegally. I am all for spending additional monies to combat the coronavirus. But this bill isn't it.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. He's on the phone. He'll be with us in a minute. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico.com. G-E-I-C-O is how you spell Geico. Their website, Geico.com. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can either go to your local Geico office, or you can go to the website, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, and they will give you a price quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. They also will cover motorcycles, ATVs, boats, RVs, if you got one of those. And they'll also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance. Now, that can help you more than you know, because if you bundle that with your automobile policy, you'll save a bundle, which is why they call it the bundle rate. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, check them out, and get yourself a price quote and see if they can save you money. I've been with them going on over 15 years, and they've done very well by me, and I've done very well by them. Thank you very much. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You wanted to say something about the networks.
Well, yeah, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of times we'll hear some of the subjects that you and I might discuss. Usually, you know, a couple of days later, we start hearing it definitively on some of the network shows, and I think that's a great compliment, number one, and number two, it shows how the information is filtering out there.
Well, I have a lot of followers. I belong to a lot of groups on Facebook, on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, and those people are in the business, in the industry, and a lot of them also get the podcasts, and they listen. Believe me, they listen. And we have different things that we talk about that nobody else is talking about this time of the night. They just aren't, because they don't have the wherewithal or the ability to be able to track down the sources or where the information is coming from. For example, last night we talked about Tiger Woods and his accident and the response from the first responders and all that at length, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Guess what? This afternoon, about 3 o'clock, I heard somebody on a network show starting to talk about what happened when they got to the scene, and one of the deputies apparently has got a camera that they wear on their vest that has got everything on it from start to finish, and they're trying to get that camera footage released. Well, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, it was not a pretty scene. So I don't think anybody wants to see blood and guts, especially on network TV when the kids are home in the afternoon, that sort of thing. But what they did to him, how it worked out, they definitely saved his life by doing the things they had to do, because he was in bad shape.
Yes, exactly right. I think that was... because some of the reports, Captain, were that, well, he was alert, he was talking, he told to, you know, call my agent, get my stuff, and that kind of stuff, and that those early reports kind of painted a much better picture than what was really happening at the time.
Well, they were trying to keep him from going into shock, so consequently, because of what they did with him, the way they were treating him, he was just carrying on a conversation. But believe me when I tell you, he had, and because he was in shock, you don't feel a lot of the pain you're going through. He probably knew he had a broken leg or legs. Might have known he had two broken legs because he couldn't stand up on either one of them. And he had two compound fractures in the one leg, which is bad enough, because you want to talk about somebody that's not going to be walking normally for quite a while? That's the reason right there.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long road to recovery. Tiger Woods, you know, certainly has the oomph to want to recover, as he had been doing with his various back surgeries and this most recent one. But this is a long, long road. He's going to need a lot of our prayers, and he's going to need a lot of help, and it's going to take time.
Now,
but if anybody can do it, Tiger could do it.
Yeah. Now, we've been talking a lot about double standards. The media's been talking a lot about double standards and what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But apparently, if you're a Republican and you're a conservative, you're going to be treated differently than if you're a Democrat or if you're a liberal. We mentioned a few minutes ago about John Kerry holding his meetings with Iran, and he wasn't in the government when he was doing it. And Michael Flynn, who was in the government, was actually talking to Russian officials. He wound up getting in trouble because it was collusion. Russia, 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 colluding with the Russians, Russia, Russia, this, that, and the other, when there was no such thing. It was absolutely a falsification put forth by the media, by the Democrats, and by, oh gosh, Hillary Clinton.
Well, sure. I mean, that whole thing was crafted to go along with the Russia collusion narrative, made up out of whole cloth. It just seemed to all fit. Oh, well, he was talking to Russians, and this is because Trump's a Russian puppet, and on it went. And unfortunately, Captain, you know, the American people kept being propagandized by so many in the media. It's just disgraceful. But that's the reason why they were trying to get, you know, Flynn to come under charges and everything. But never Kerry, because, you know, I hate to say, because it sounds so horrible, but, you know, Kerry, I guess maybe they think, well, we're just part of the elite. You know, we're the ones who really need to run things, even if there's another administration that's, you know, lawfully the administration. We'll just go do what we want. That's
well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you and I were talking right now and you came up with a Russian accent, you sounded like you were talking, you know, Russian to me, or with that big, heavy, thick Russian accent in there, and somebody heard us, they go, oh, my look, he's talking to the Russians, you know, that's how stupid this is, that's how stupid all that was.
Well, sure, and I can't help but mention, Captain, when you mentioned about Russian accents, the people that called up Adam Schiff and said they had the pictures of naked Trump.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, and so, but yeah, he hook, line, and sinker, man. That was the whole thing for him.
Yeah, and Adam Schiff is a moron because he actually believed that.
He did.
He gave out all his information on the telephone, too, and they played all that.
That's right. So, yep. You know, just yep. Saying. Yeah.
But good luck, California. You can have them. We don't want them.
Right.
So anyway, that takes care of the double standard that we've been referring to. There's other instances where we could bring things up here, but I'm not going to because I don't think I have to. Now, President Biden has ordered a review of the American supply chains. What am I talking about? Well, here's what I'm talking about. Let's see here. When I find my little lever, here's what I'm talking about right there.
With the U.S. increasingly reliant on imports of semiconductors, pharmaceuticals, and other goods, the president is ordering a 100-day review of the country's supply chains.
The American people should never face shortages in the goods and services they rely on, whether that's their car, or the prescription medicines, or the food at the local grocery store.
The president's executive order has bipartisan support, and the White House hopes the effort will boost manufacturing jobs here at home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Supply and demand, my friend, supply and demand.
Sure. And, you know, kind of to just touch on the point you were talking about earlier about what's wrong with Joe Biden, you know, all these little snips that we hear of Joe Biden these days, it just sounds like he's really trying to get through reading whatever it is.
He's struggling.
Read. Yeah.
It's obvious he's struggling.
Yeah, and there's no joy in saying that,
no.
But it just seems like it's never animated.
No, and there were videos, again, last night on a couple of different shows I was watching. I know it wasn't just Fox, but a couple of different shows, and they were showing Joe, and he was having a real problem. He had to refer to the notes in his pocket just to finish something he was talking about. He couldn't remember what it was he was going to say.
Right, exactly, and it really does beg the question. And I think even Lindsey Graham said something to this effect.
It's beyond dementia, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's beyond dementia.
Yeah. And so, Mike, I think the good question is, begs the question, is Joe Biden really making decisions as we would expect the president to be making decisions? Whomever that president is, who cares what party they're in or whatever, that kind of thing. But the president is elected to make decisions. And I'm just wondering, you know, how much of Joe Biden's, thing is actually where he's fully involved with all of this.
Well, somebody's pulling his strings. We know that. He's not the one making the decision. Someone else is. We know that. A lot of conversation has been had about the fact that it's Valerie Jarrett. Well, that's all true, but who was Valerie Jarrett working for and with?
Well, she's very close with President Obama.
Right, and everything we're seeing happen right now is exactly what Obama was trying to do. Everything we're seeing. This is the continuation of Barack Obama on steroids.
Well, sure. Well, the Iran policy, you know, just taken by itself is a huge example of that.
Yep.
Right?
Now, here comes the music. We're going to be coming back, folks, with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about. Kyle's going to be a busy camper. A lot of things going on out west out there. And when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to give you the telephone call, a number to call, and here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. We are very glad that you're here listening to us here on the Third Watch, and a big shout out to everybody that's out there working, doing whatever you're doing. We certainly appreciate you, too. You are keeping America rolling along, and we get that right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, which, by the way, it is time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops out there. If you're out there and you're tooling on down the highway and you see a big billboard for a Pilot or a Flying J, pull on in there. Even if you've never been there before, or even if you hadn't planned on pulling in there, pull on in there and tell you what. Go in there and say, hey, man, I was just listening to the captain. He was talking about doing the radio, and he said if I came in here, I'd get me a free cup of coffee. Yes, you will. Go for it. Do it. And then if you need fuel, buy some fuel. And don't forget that if you become a member of the Drivers Club, you get points for the fuel you buy, the food that you buy in a restaurant, and also anything you buy in a trucker's store. In the meantime, we are glad that you and I and everybody else out here was born to be alive. Alrighty, Born to Be Alive. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do. Yeah, that goes all the way back to 1979. Patrick Hernandez.
Yeah, and that was that was a disco song. A lot of people danced to that. I can remember. Let's see, we had a place on Erie Boulevard in DeWitt, New York, that we went to. I'm trying to remember what the heck the name of the place was. I can't remember it right now. But it burned down. But it was back in the age of disco, and everybody went there. You were nobody if you didn't show up at that club to go dancing.
Very cool.
All right. Well, there's a weak storm passing through the Northeast. Going to give a little dusting of snow in some of the higher elevations. But a quick-moving storm system passing through the Great Lakes and Northeast today is going to produce areas of rain and light snow with gusty winds. Meanwhile, out where Kyle's at, damaging Santa Ana winds are expected to impact Southern California tonight through Thursday with wind gusts up to 80 miles per hour possible along the coast and in the valleys, with gusts up to 80 miles an hour possible in the mountainous areas, too. And that's going to make it really exciting up in the mountain passes.
That's exactly right, Captain. Those high winds you're talking about, they're supposed to be coming in here early Thursday morning through Thursday afternoon, and then heading out Thursday afternoon. That's the good news. The bad news is that we're probably going to get another round of Santa Ana winds on the weekend as well. And you're right, gusts up to 75, maybe even 80 miles an hour. Those will be the highest gusts, but it's definitely going to be a wind event in Southern California. This is all throughout the Riverside, Orange County area, up through Santa Clarita especially, and this is going to head all the way up towards Santa Barbara. There's also a wind advisory out in the California desert. So if you're heading up Interstate 15, be very careful, especially through Cajon Pass, but certainly by the time you get to Barstow, once these winds kick in, you may have a real time of it. This is going to run all the way through into Nevada, through Las Vegas, and all the way up through St. George in southern Utah, so be very, very careful. That same wind advisory or separate wind advisory is going to be up in the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco. We've got also the word is wind in southern Oregon as you go near the Klamath Falls area. Winter storm warning near Portland, also near Seattle. Winter weather advisory across the northern part of Washington as well, through northern Idaho. 4th of July pass right now. Again, icy patches on the road. Expect traces of new snow as you head down I-90 through into Montana. In the Missoula area, we've got an avalanche warning. High wind warning near Helena and Great Falls, Montana tonight along the 15, Interstate 15, Captain. Winter storm watch also in southern southeast Idaho going over into Wyoming. And high wind warning also in winter weather advisories near Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. Also, winter storm warning for our friends in Denver tonight.
Yeah. Well, the I-25 corridor all the way from just north of I-80, Cheyenne, Wyoming, all the way down to the New Mexico line and even down below all the way just about to New Mexico line, you have got winter storm watch. You've got a winter storm warning in several areas in Colorado, Denver area, east of Denver out there. We've got a winter storm warning for a couple of counties out there over towards the airport. And I will tell you that the weather could be very exciting if you got to go up I-25 and you're coming out of El Paso and you're going that way to go straight up and you're going all the way to Denver or beyond. You're going to have some excitement, especially when you get up in Colorado. Now, Upper Michigan. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got a winter storm warning up there for some weather that's lingering there in that area. Now, also in upstate New York, between Watertown and about Pulaski, you got the possibility, the way the winds are blowing, for some lake effect snow there. There will be a dusting of snow coming across upstate New York, pretty much following I-90 and a little bit of I-80 over the next 24 hours. But way up in northern Maine, way, 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 way up in northern Maine, almost into Nova Scotia, you have got a winter storm warning as well as snow coming down up that way. So be advised. Gale warning also for most of Maine down to Boston and over around towards, not quite to Rhode Island, but down in that vicinity. So there you go. Now, if you're down in the south tonight and you're coming across I-10 from about just the other side west of New Orleans all the way over to Houston. You're going to have some fog running right along I-10 there. And if you're going down to the Mexican border, the fog is pretty much hugging the coastline all the way down to Brownsville, Texas tonight. So that's what the weather looks like. And again, Kyle, Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we want to remind everybody, pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, find out what they're all about if you don't already know, and you're going to want to be a member of the Drivers Club. Or if you're an RVer and you're out there, you can become a member of the RV Club, too, and get the same benefits the drivers do, right?
Oh, that's exactly right, Captain. They also have the Pilot and Flying J app. That is really, really something. This is going to allow you to get savings on the daily things that you're going to need. And when you pull into a Pilot or Flying J, reserving parking spots, you can also use the amenities there. You can skip the line if you need to use the showers or these kinds of things. So check out the app. I mean, it's something that I think would really be helpful, especially to our trucker friends out there.
Yep, absolutely, as they say, absolutely. All right, now, when we come back after this top of the hour news break, we are going to tell you what may or may not be going on with CPAC for the next two or three days. But on Sunday, when Donald Trump speaks, we've got a little bit of advance notice as to what he's going to be talking about. And I'm telling you what, the Democrats right now, they want to be anywhere but seen when he gets going on them. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not. Wait till I tell you what's going to happen here. It's a real doozer. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.